これから2023年度学校推薦型選抜11月12日の英語リスニングテストを始めます。このテストでは、聞き取る英語は1回だけ流れます。選択肢は音声ではなく、すべて問題冊子に印刷されてあります。回答は、指示された回答番号の回答欄に正しくマークしてください。後からまとめてマークする時間はありませんので、1問ずつマークしてください。それでは問題を開いてください。問題は10問あります。答えとして最も適当なものを4つの選択肢のうちから1つ選んでください。回答時間中に問題冊子にメモを取っても構いません。はじめにサンプル問題が1問ありますが、サンプル問題の回答を回答用紙にマークしてはいけません。では始めます。
Hello! It's time for the listening comprehension test. We have 10 questions in all. Let's do a sample question. Sample question. In front of you, right now, is something that has some sheets of paper on it. What is this thing with a flat surface on which the exam papers are placed? What is it called? Well, the answer is desk, which is number 2. Okay, let's begin. Number 1. Most university libraries, as well as city libraries in the U.S., charge fines for books that are returned late. Columbia University Library, where I went very often when I was a student, charges $5 daily per item now. In Japan, except for a few university libraries, they don't charge any late fees. Nagoya City Library, for example, only requires you to pay for lost or damaged materials. These days, however, some libraries in the U.S. have removed their fines for late books. Chicago Public Library is one of them, and has reported that the number of returned books has, in fact, increased. Last year, Tempe City Library also started limiting fines to lost or damaged books.
Question. Which library charges overdue fines now?